And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Magnetic Beach, Magnetic Island. I imagine there's a beach on Magnetic
Island. Yeah, but no, they're not called Magnetic Beach, but there's Arcadia.
Is it Magnetic Sand?
It's, as far as I'm aware, no. It might be. I don't know. I kind of cut that whole memory.
Sure. It's like false advertising, really.
Yeah.
If I'm going to Magnetic Island, I expect magnetic sand.
I think it's, you know, just magnetic, like, you know, like it's, we're drawn to each other.
Yeah, okay.
I want to go to the island.
All right. Opposites attract, don't you know? Mm. You're a person, it's an island. Very different. Come from two different worlds.
Yeah.
What the F is that? A woman has asked in a video of something that has washed up on a beach at Magnetic Island.
Yeah.
And hundreds of people have shared their opinion on what the object was. Mm. Some people have insisted it's a human leg or arm.
Oh, Jesus.
And then experts,
I'm looking at the photo that you just sent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Experts have weighed in because this is great. When this stuff kind of goes viral, eventually it reaches someone who actually knows what they're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this disgusting discovery that she made on this Magnetic Island beach, she's compared it in the video to the size of her leg, and it's bigger.
Mm.
It's bigger than her leg.
It's swollen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's long.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of cylindrical, I guess.
Yeah.
And it's fleshy. Duh. I mean, it could be a stubby tentacle from a big octopus, but there's no suckers on it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, true.
All right. What does that look like to you?
Well, oh God. I don't know. It's hard because I'm trying to imagine the animal that it came from. It looks like a part of an animal. It definitely does. I don't know.
Yeah.
Something from the deep, you know, maybe something we haven't seen before. It could be like a shark's. No, see, it's not because it doesn't. Yeah, it looks like the body of a shark.
Yeah, right. That's interesting. Without the head or fins.
Yeah, or fins or anything else.
Like, so it never had fins.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, maybe that's why.
And that's why it died.
Yeah.
And had its head bitten off.
Yeah.
I don't reckon. Mm. Marine biologists, you get ready for that familiar feeling of inadequacy and also disgust.
Okay.
Because marine biologists reckon that it might be a whale dong.
What?
A whale dong. Apparently,
no.
Males fight and they bite each other's things off.
What?
And then they just wash up on beaches all around the world.
No way.
Yeah. And then.
Whoa. Whoa.
Right.
Whoa.
And then, okay, so that's
no.
What some experts have said, definitely whale dong.
Definitely.
On the beach, right? And then other experts have weighed in and said, without actually seeing it in the flesh, it's very hard to say. But
okay,
that is found currently where there are a lot of humpback whales. They're there to breed and have their young.
Yeah.
You know, the males do clash. But then other experts are saying, well, it's unlikely that another male, like in a fight between two male humpback whales, has bitten off the dong of one because they don't have teeth. They have long hair-like strands called baleen.
Yeah, and then they suck in all the plankton.
Yeah, that's right.
But so, also, why would it be out if you're, like, you're angry, but you're not angry?
Well,
yeah,
it's a fine line, mate.
Yeah, I guess so.
It's a fine. And to be honest, like, that's, again, quite impressive.
Very impressive.
If you were that impressive, wouldn't you want it? Like, wouldn't you have it out all the time?
You're right. Check this
out. Oh, look at this.
Hang on, mate. Hang on. We're just swimming here.
How are you leaning against that wall? Oh, wait. There's no wall there. You just. What are you propping yourself? Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Bite it off.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
The floor is yours, my friend. You have all the time in the world to tell your story, and I will be patient and allow it.
And you are going to be so glad.
Great.
I've talked about way too much. Don't get too excited. Basically, there's a guy called Lance. What do we think about the name Lance? Because I was a fan of it because there was a character on Neighbours. His name was Lance.
Yeah, and Lance, his brother, Liz Ann's brother, Lance?
Sure. No? Anyway, he's from Mackenzie in southeastern Brisbane. So that's where we're going for this story.
The guy from Neighbours or?
No, there's just a guy called Lance.
Another Lance.
He's 24. Do you? We're going to Brisbane for this one.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, it's lovely and sunny up here.
Yeah. Anyway, he's getting married.
Good on him.
At 24. Yep.
Okay.
That'll last. So,
savage.
Come on. So he's like, I've got this BMW. It's my most prized possession.
Okay. Well, he's 24, so.
And I've done all these cool things to it.
Fully sick.
I hyped it up, right? Yep. Lance has decided to go on Facebook Marketplace to sell his prized car for his upcoming wedding.
Oh.
It's totally going to work.
He's not going to regret that at all.
No.
Ever.
No. So that when, you know, his fiancée's name's Amy, right?
Mm.
And you just know that he will bring it up all the time to Amy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you wanted the flowers, mate.
She's going to love it.
And now my most prized possession is gone forever.
And now we're walking.
We're walking. That's it. Good luck getting it back, Lance. Anyway, so he put it up on Facebook Marketplace. Some potential buyers came. They're like, hey, can we have a look at it? We'd love to have a little test drive or whatever.
Great.
$29,000 he's selling it for.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And so this woman arrived with her male friend and he's like, hey, can I just grab, you know, some proof of identity or whatever? Mm. Like, you're giving away your car on Facebook Marketplace for a test drive. You kind of need to get people's details,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So he asked for their license and their proof that they are funds. So I don't know. Can you
bank
ask?
Statement
yeah,
or
bank
something?
Bank statement, yeah. Apparently he looked away, quote, for a split second. They drove around him. They stalled it.
Stalled it.
They stalled it.
Yeah.
Which he would have been like, stop.
Don't. You
use premium, dude.
Premium. Dude.
Right? They sold it.
Yeah.
And then they sped off down the street. And he was like, Lance was like, no.
Dude. So did he get their driver's license or anything? No, they said, no, we're not.
Yeah, they're like, I don't know how he looked away for a split second. Because jumping into a car.
Starting it, stalling it, driving it off again.
Anyway, I don't know. You know, we're all different in these situations.
Mm.
I would have kicked the window out, but some people like Lance, maybe not. Anyway.
Classic Werribee South.
They arrived in a silver Renault.
Oh, okay.
Right. To test drive this guy's car.
Yeah.
And the idiots, there was two of them. You think they both jumped in Lance's car and drove off.
Oh.
So they left their car there.
And it was actually their car.
It was their car. So we called up the police. The police are like, yeah, we've got all their detail. Like, this is their car.
Yeah.
And then, so they got them and they nabbed them, right? But I would just love to be, a fly on the wall inside the car.
Yeah.
Right? Because it was a woman and a man thief.
Sure.
And as they're driving off, when did they realise, oh.
Oh, how do we get back?
You were supposed to be in the.
No,
oh, but
what are you doing in here? But I'm in here.
But I. Oh, my God.
If you're here and I'm here,
when do we,
who's driving the car?
Oh, well, this is embarrassing. We're going to have to go back and be like, sorry, Lance, just got to pick up my Renault on the way.
They would have left the kids in the car. They could have driven it
home.
Yeah,
true.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
At the top of the show, you did Is It a Hack or Just Doing a Thing?
I did.
And it's been a while since we've done one of those. And we decided it wasn't a hack and it wasn't doing a thing. It was not a thing. Right? Do you remember what it was?
It was a watermelon fork that had a knife on the back. And you could slice watermelon, cube it, and then eat it with the fork.
See, not a thing. So here's another one because, hey, it's been so long. Let's go back to the one.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. But don't actually call us. We don't need your help. It just rhymed for this song.
Care.
You know there's this Woolies TikTok?
Oh.
They've got their own TikTok account.
Do they? God, they keep up with it, don't they?
Yeah, because there's that guy that looks like the character from Wreck-It Ralph, and he runs it. Remember he was like this 17-year-old kid that made some TikToks about Woolies, and they were like, hey, we'll employ you to run our TikTok.
Yeah. Will you pay me? God, no.
No.
It's great exposure for you.
Yeah. It's a really good opportunity to get your content out there.
Yeah.
So he's back. Liam Curley is his name.
Liam Curley.
He's taken to TikTok for another installment in his supermarket hack series.
Okay.
Videos aiming to educate customers on some little known tips and tricks for shopping at Woolworths. Mm-hmm. Do you remember? Remember the last one I did was there's a button that says the next bag or whatever. I've got a bag.
Oh, skip bagging?
Or something like that.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Do you know what's a really good one?
What?
Just because I thought of this. Sorry to derail. I thought of this yesterday. Covering your mouth when you cough in the produce aisle. That's a great tip. There's a lady doing that yesterday, just
coughing
out in the open.
All over the...
Yeah.
It's Ocean Grove for you, though.
Anyway, that's a little tip for you.
It's all organic. It's all organic out in Ocean Grove, free range. Mm. Wash your stuff too when you get home from the shops. Yeah, you put it in the dishwasher. Remember that was a thing in COVID? No. Everyone's putting their food in the dishwasher.
Oh, people are stupid anyway.
Five different hacks to make the experience easier going through the self-checkouts.
Okay.
Final tip being the most talked about in the comments. Many customers place their scanned groceries next to the self-checkout in fear of hearing the dreaded return item to bagging area torn. So, you know, you keep piling it up on the scale on the side.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, God, where do I fit it?
Yeah.
He revealed that the new machines, you're now able to place your groceries back in the trolley after they've been scanned.
Oh,
yeah,
that's good.
So what you do is you place an item in the bagging area, then you can pick it up and put it back in your trolley when the light's green. That's not news, right?
No,
that's been like that forever.
Has it?
Yeah.
No.
Yes, absolutely. I've been doing it for the longest time.
What do you mean? But you have to put it down on the other side.
Right, okay. So say you got a big bag of dog food or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Scan, beep. And plonk it on the scale so it registers, yeah, over
yeah,
on the other side.
On the other
right,
side.
Right.
Yeah.
How am I going to get any of the rest of my shopping on there? No,
you
it registers. It registers it, and then the little light above the scanner goes green again because it goes red. As soon as you scan, it goes red until you put it on the scale.
And it goes
then
green.
It goes green again.
Yeah.
You can now take that off and pop it in your trolley and get on with your day. Keep scanning.
But see, that's okay. Because then when I've done that, it's like, oh, hang on. Have you moved something?
No.
Oh, hang
too
on.
Too soon. Too soon.
But then that's not really... No, you know what a good hack would be? Scan and chuck straight in. Not scan, wait.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's gone through. Pick up and put back in my trolley. That's it. No. That's an extra step. Put it in the bag. Don't worry about it. Then put the bag in the trolley. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's... Yeah. Okay. His other tips include being able to call for help from the touchscreen. So if you don't like turning around and raising your arm going, excuse me, there's a button.
That is real inconvenient, chatting to fellow humans.
There's a call for help button that you press and then the little light starts flashing red, which is the most annoying thing in the world, and then the person won't see it anyway.
Yeah, so you have to call them over. Look, I don't want to say that they hired this guy for maybe his first video was really good.
What about this? Yeah, you're right. If you have more than one product, leave it in the trolley. Our team can count it and scan it for you.
All right, mate. So
you press the help button.
Yep.
You don't turn around. You press.
Don't turn around. And then put yourself.
Yeah.
In the in
that
the
little bin right next to the register. And just sit there and enjoy.
Yeah. No. Yeah. None of those are doing a hack.
Do you want me to keep going?
No, I don't. They're all just doing things.
Okay.
None of those are hacks.
Is it a hack or just doing a thing? You be the judge.
And give us a ring. The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Have a look at the picture I've sent you. It's from an Insta called Instant Prints. It's pink and blue and it's lots of very fine lines. They're horizontal.
Okay.
Pink background, I would suggest, and blue lines.
Okay.
But then there's a sort of a watercolour... not a watercolour, watermark style picture in there as well. It's almost magic eye-ish.
Yes, I see it.
What animal is that picture?
That is, a chain. It looks like a it looks like a lion.
Yeah.
But it kind of looks like a lion wearing glasses.
What?
No, I'd say, okay, lion. Say a lion.
Yeah.
It looks like a lion to me.
Is there anything else it could possibly be apart from a lion or a lion wearing glasses?
No.
Okay.
Not that I can, I don't know. Two panthers holding hands.
No, don't worry about it, mate.
Okay, sorry, yeah.
So it's an optical illusion. It asks fans of the puzzle what animal they see in the hidden image, as it may determine their personality type.
Okay.
If you can guess the correct animal in this image from Instant Print, it could mean you're a natural born leader when it comes to the workplace.
Okay. Yes.
So what animal do you see in the image? For many, pattern can produce a rather hypnotic effect, making it harder to spot the cleverly concealed image. It's right there!
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's cleverly concealed.
It's right
unless
there.
Unless you're colourblind.
Yeah, true. Well, I mean, no, even then, no, you see the warps in the lines. The animal is, in fact, a lion. A lion is often associated with dominant personality traits like being a natural-born leader. This is the type of... This is the type of garbage... Yeah. That the internet spits out and we entertain ourselves with our tiny little minds and we occupy our day looking at, oh, no, yeah, they're right. Yeah, no, they're right, I must be a dominant personality because I can see a lion. Everyone can see the lion.
Well, what do they say about the lion wearing glasses, though?
You're dominant, but also please seek medical assistance. Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.